This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Tihar concludes with colorful Bhai Tika, symbol of sibling love and blessings. Energy Minister Kulman Gissing denies reports of joining political party. 80th UN Day being observed today. And WHO warns hunger crisis in Gaza remains catastrophic despite ceasefire. Now the news in detail. The Tihar festival, also known as Yama Panchak, concluded yesterday with the celebration of Bhai Tika. According to the Calendar Determination Development Committee, this year the festival lasted 6 days instead of the usual 5 days due to overlapping dates. On the final day yesterday, sisters placed colorful tikka on their brothers' foreheads, offering garlands of marigold and makhmali flowers, along with traditional treats like sail, sweets and chestnuts. In return, brothers offered tikka gifts and best wishes for their sisters' happiness and good fortune. Similarly, the Newar community has celebrated the day of Bhai Tika as Gija Puja. The Newar community living in various districts of the country, including the Kathmandu and Lalitpur, performed the Giza Puja yesterday. Likewise, the festival of Bhai Dooj, also known as Bhaiya Dooj, was celebrated with devotion, affection and joy in the Tarai Madhes region yesterday. Meanwhile, people thronged the Bal Gopaleshwar temple to receive tikka and pay homage to God Bal Gopaleshwar on the occasion of Bhai Tika festival yesterday. The temple located in the middle of Rani Pokhari is open for devotees only on the day of Bhai Tika, the last day of Yama Panchak or Tihar, the second biggest festival of Nepal. Sisters without brothers and brothers without sisters visit Bal Gopaleshwar temple to receive tikka and pay homage on the occasion of Bhai Tika. Likewise, 18th Bhai Tika festival was also marked in the Pokhara, the major tourist destination of the country yesterday. Over 100 tourists from over 15 countries such as UK, the USA, China, India, Germany, Sweden, Australia, Spain, New Zealand and the Netherlands received tikka from girl students at Rainbow Children Home. President Ramchandra Podil yesterday received this year's Bhai Tika from his sisters Sharada Pandit and Chanda Ojha, marking the auspicious occasion. According to the President's personal secretariat, the Tika ceremony took place at Sheetal Niwas at the auspicious time of 11:39 a.m. yesterday. With the conclusion of Tihar, preparations for the biggest festival of the Madhes Chhat have begun across districts in Tarai region. According to culture expert Dhurbare, the festival starts with cleaning rivers, ponds and streams nearby. During Chhat, devotees worship the sun god and Chhati Mata from the water bodies of the Tarai region. Meanwhile, Jaleshwar municipality officials, including chairperson Bijay Kumar Singh and Mayor Suresh Sah Sonar, said roads are being repaired, street lights installed and puja materials and decorations prepared. Under the coordination of Keshab Jha, bamboo shrines are being built at Pathak Pokhari in Ward 8, while Barun Sarobar and rivers in Matihani, Gausala, Aurahi, Alawa and Lohar Patti are also drawing large numbers of devotees. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Gissing has said no discussions were held regarding his potential affiliation with any political party. The energy minister said his serious attention has been drawn to reports on social media and other media claiming that he was joining the Ujjalo Party Nepal. Minister Gissing said he had not participated in any Zoom meeting as mentioned on social media and urged everyone not to be misled by such false information. The United Nations UN Day is being observed around the world today. The day is celebrated annually on October 24th, marking the anniversary of the UN Charter's entry into force in 1945. The main slogan for the United Nations Day this year is promoting peace, unity and global partnerships. On the occasion of 80th UN Day, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that eight tickets letter one can draw a direct line between the creation of the United Nations and the prevention of a third world war. The UN remains the essential meeting ground to advance peace, sustainable development and human rights. Every year, the UN also assists and protects more than 100 million people globally through humanitarian programs. Chairperson of Nepal's National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, has said that Nepal is actively working to strengthen democracy through the timely conduct of elections. Speaking in Geneva during the 151st Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly, Chairperson Dahal briefed an Indian parliamentary delegation led by Anurag Singh Thakur about Nepal's recent political developments, including the Zenzi demonstrations, the formation of an interim government and the announcement of fresh elections to the House of Representatives on March 5, 2026. Chairperson Dahal emphasized that relations between Nepal and India go beyond formal diplomacy and are rooted in deep people-to-people ties. In a separate meeting with IPU Secretary General Martin Chungong, Dahal highlighted that the National Assembly continues to fulfill its legislative duties despite the ongoing political transition. Meanwhile, in talks with Australian Speaker Milton Dick, Chairperson Dahal called for stronger cooperation with Australia in areas such as climate change, renewable energy, education and technical training. He also thanked the Australian government for supporting the Nepali community and students living there. Preparations have begun for the Humla Karnali second hydropower project as a major development with a total capacity of 335 megawatts in the remote and economically lagging Humla district. The Ministry of Forest and Environment initiated the process based on recommendations from the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. The Environmental Impact Assessment or EIA of the project is currently underway. According to the EIA notice, about 47 hectares of land will be required for the project. Also being over 50 megawatts, the project must undergo a full environmental assessment as per the Environmental Protection Act 2076. According to the officials, the project will be a milestone for power generation and development in Nepal's Karnali region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The World Health Organization says the hunger crisis in Gaza remains catastrophic even 2 weeks after the ceasefire took effect. According to the Al Jazeera, the WHO chief Tedros A. Ghebreyesus warned that the food supplies entering the besieged enclave are still far below what's needed to meet the basic nutritional demands. The UN's World Food Programme reported that aid deliveries remain well short of its daily target of 2,000 tons as only two crossings into Gaza are currently open. International aid groups are urging Israel to lift restrictions and allow more humanitarian aid to reach the millions facing severe food shortages. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloud cover over the hilly regions of all provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places over the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The Tihar concludes with colourful Bhai Tika symbol of sibling love and blessings. Energy Minister Kulman Ghising denies reports of joining political party. 80th UN Day being observed today. And WHO warns hunger crisis in Gaza remains catastrophic despite ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.